The City of Roanoke and Carilion Clinic have approved a Memorandum of Understanding in establishing a biotech incubator, Rovo Labs, as in Roanoke, Virginia. Rovo Labs is designed to support the growth of research spinoffs, says Mark Nelson, Roanoke's Director of Economic Development.
It's a big next step. Aaron Burcham has been in this day one like I have. Amy White has at Virginia Western. We've got so many people who've put this in. It's actually been a real labor of love. It started in 2022 with Brett Malone. He came over from the Corporate Research Center. It took a long time. You know, we went to the legislature, you go into the legislature and you ask, we want $15.7 million to do this building. And people say to you, they'll never give you that money. And then you get the money. And then people say, why did you ask for more?
The Roanoke-Blacksburg Innovation Alliance, led by Aaron Burcham, is part of a group that includes Virginia Tech. Researchers who need a short-term wet or dry lab can lease space at Rovo Labs. Nelson says there are interested parties already and he expects leases to be signed after a May 6th ribbon cutting.
You go up the street, you have the accelerator there that Roanoke-Blacksburg Innovation Alliance runs. You know, we have all these different pieces we put in place. This is kind of a missing piece. We're not Raleigh or San Francisco, and we're not trying to be, but we're trying to bring in the researchers that do come here. They can say, all right, I want to be in Roanoke for a lot of different reasons, and I can get all of my work done here, whether it's in this lab for my main employer or for the spinoff.
The biotech collaboration, says Roanoke City, reinforces the bridges that connect higher education, health services, and industry. Gene Morano, WFIR News. News.